the Russian side and the Polish side, where it's a lots of endless amount of water still going into the Baltic Sea with a lots of phosphor, so they can actually take out the phosphor before it enters the Baltic Sea. So that's with every euro they do, they can actually.
Is it all charity funded or is it
government funded as well?
Basically, I think it's funded at the moment.
Oh yeah.
This
yeah.
is the first time they get donated by people.
No, well, it's not by government. It's funded by companies. It's kind of a B2B charity in a way,
okay.
Because Nokia is one of, for example, one of the main supporters of this project,
okay.
All over the time since 1 or 1.5 years, and they have lots of big companies in Finland who support them. But now they got some more PR out of this with the festival and more connection to the people. But
is that the primary incentive of companies to donate to it, the PR, or is there a tax break for them to do it, or why do companies want to invest so much in cleaning up the Baltic Sea?
Well, I think that's just in general everything with goodwill, you know, social corporate responsibility is such a huge issue for everybody, and kind of companies try to show their good sides also, and that's just valid for any kind of social or environmental sponsoring from companies. So of course one thing is that they profit from the image. That's a clear story, but on the other hand also, it's a local problem, we have local companies, and it's kind of everybody helps together to do it. So I say, yeah, of course they have some benefits for their marketing, branding or whatever, but on the other hand, it's also just, you know, without evil background thinking, that every company is kind of a social entity also and has to do something for the surroundings. So
it's a very local issue as well.
Yeah.
The Baltic Sea, and,
yeah.
And when we first thought about the charities that we were going to involve in the poll, where people could vote through Twitter, we kind of looked through Facebook and looked how much support people had, Finnish people in Helsinki especially had in Facebook, and
yeah.
The Baltic Sea campaign seemed to be the most profitable in terms of, you know, people getting involved
in it. Yeah.
And it had. I mean, I think it had like thousands of people already signed up for it in Facebook fan group. So
how long has
we
it been?
Kind of leveraged them as well into the
yeah.
whole campaign.
How long has the campaign to clean it up been going?
Endless.
I think it's been passed on through. It's been handled by different charities and foundations in Finland because it's such a big issue. But
yeah.
I think this has been raised up by a year ago. It's quite new, but there is.
No, the John Nurminen Foundation is in itself very, very old, and they do it so long. I mean, they have. We should ask more Mia, who is from the John Nurminen Foundation herself, who
yeah.
worked with us on the case. I don't know everything about it, but I know that they work since lots of decades, and actually there were some shipping company in the past, you know, doing some cargo boating on the Baltic Sea, and out of that, the founder of that company
yeah.
founded this foundation,
okay.
and it's
yeah.
really a long historical problem, and I guess it will last happily ever after, because one problem if this Baltic Sea is in comparison to the North Sea,
yeah.
that the water exchange goes extremely slow,
mm-hmm.
because in the North Sea the water changes, I don't know, every 5 years, and in the Baltic Sea it's every 20 years, because there is this kind of and the Danish, German, whatever, British border side, there's the water flow is going so slowly, and of course then we have lots of huge cities surrounding there, like St. Petersburg, 400 kilometers from here, 15 million people, and they're doing what they can, but still that's causing a big amount of the dirt anyway, so pollution.